The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Dove Men Plus Care. Proud supporters of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care. Because care changes everything.
Owen Sheehan from Off The Ball. What is the atmosphere like in Thurles?
The atmosphere is fantastic here, and we are live this evening from the Anner Hotel here in Thurles, and we've been all around the county today. We've just come from Lochmore Castellina GAA Club a few minutes ago, and the place looks absolutely amazing out there. Of course, that is a club that's produced the McGrath family, and it is a wonderful sight to see this small GAA community thrive so much on the national stage. People are just beaming with pride here in Tipperary in general. I want to say it's probably because it's more concentrated into these pockets than, say, a sprawling city like Cork, relatively. But it does feel like All-Ireland fever has hit Tip just a little bit more than Cork.
And, I mean, how well are they wearing their underdog status? Are they happy with that?
Well, literally every person I've spoken to today has predicted that Tipperary will win the game. So is that wearing the underdog stat as well? Probably, actually. I think that Tipperary can only be underdogs to a certain extent. They are one of the big hurling counties. They've got a rich tradition. The statistic that I've been mentioning a couple of times myself all week is that they have won an All-Ireland in every single decade. And there is a sense that they're going to get one this decade. And it could well be 2025. Like, we can't forget the 20-year famine aspect for Cork, and it's there for a reason. And there have been moments in the last 20 years where Cork, we thought, would get over the line, and they didn't. So I'm sure there are doubts, even amongst the Cork faithful who are going to be amongst the 82,000 on Sunday, that this might not go to plan.
I know you've been in Cork as well with Off The Ball during the week. I mean, is there any fear there about, you know, a repeat of last year, or the sense of expectation with this Cork team that they might not live up to it?
There definitely is, Kieran. There is definitely an aspect of fear. I can't really speak for the camp, and I don't really think that there is any of that within the playing group or within the backroom team. But certainly amongst the fans, they will point out that Tip have all the All-Ireland medals in this conversation. They have the fellas who won the All-Ireland in 2019. We only have a bunch of players who've come up short really last year, and then maybe one or two who have memories of 2013 as well. So that's the Cork story. The thing is, like, people had been paying out in Cork at the start of this year. This is not an ordinary Cork year. This is a team that has come along and looks like their best in 20 years. It looks like the famine is going to end because it is the best team they've had since the last time they went up the steps of the Hogan Stand. So this all just makes sense that Cork will win on Sunday. But sport is very rarely like that. And I do think Cork are probably a bit better than Kilkenny, and Tipperary just nipped Kilkenny in the end, and I think they're of a similar standard to semi-finalists. So I think Cork are probably the better team on paper going into this at the weekend. They both named unchanged teams. Like, even, like, as I say, not to Lochmore Castellini, but there definitely seems to be a sense from people that I've spoken to today. We were speaking to the great Ken McGrath earlier on, and just this idea that maybe Noel McGrath could be a good man to start in the first 15, just to, you know, put the fear into Cork a little bit. Throw another couple of All-Ireland medals there into Tipperary starting 15 and see how they handle it. I just suspect that maybe these two 15s might not be the 30 men that start on Sunday afternoon.
How often or how many times over the last few days in Cork and Tip have you been asked whether you had any All-Ireland tickets?
But by everybody, really, to be fair. It's a more of a common thing in Cork. I think that everybody in Tip is quietly sorted. The ticket conversation yesterday was every single second. Today, it just hasn't happened at all. I'd say, like, from the people I've been speaking to today, like from Tommy Dunn to Pat Short to a fella called Johnny Luby, they all seem like shrewd enough fellas, and they all seem like they have their couple of tickets sorted. Whereas yesterday, it was pandemonium in the likes of Killa, a village that's getting used to its national status as the home of Cork culture. So they're all looking for tickets. There aren't enough tickets to go around in Cork. It's as simple as that. So the desperation down there is tenfold compared to Tip.
So as Owen says, they're a shrewd crowd, these lads from Tip. And remember that every time one of them tells you, yeah, we're the underdogs. Don't mind us. We're just going to turn up, and we're going to do our best and watch Cork win in All Ireland. Remember that when you hear that over the next 48 hours. So listen, that is kind of the Sunday preview, and OTB broadcasting live from Thurles. That is why Owen is there from 7 o'clock tonight. So I look forward to that. Listen, it's not the only sport. We'll talk about the rugby in a moment, but what are the scores and the doors at the Open?
Well, Brian Harman is leading the way at the Open. He's on 800 par at the moment. He's in a tie at the top with Hao Tong Lee, which maybe isn't the most attractive headline for those who want to spend the weekend watching golf. But then you look beyond them and it is a really stacked leaderboard. Scottie Scheffler's now just moved to 700 par, one off the lead. He's 4 under for his round just through 7 holes. So actually, this could turn into a weekend where Scottie Scheffler, after all his talk of what is the point during the week, might actually get his 2 minutes of enjoyment on Sunday evening with another claret jug and actually get to enjoy the moment here a small bit. He's sandwiched by Matt Fitzpatrick and Rasmus Højgaard, so you've got them up there. Tony Finau's having a great week. He's on 4 under. Nikolai Højgaard's up there as well on 4 under. And then that brings us to Rory McIlroy, who carded a 69 today and 3 under par, which in isolation is a good conclusion to the first 2 days as he makes the weekend on this occasion at Royal Portrush, but currently 5 strokes off the lead. I would not be surprised if that is 6-7 strokes behind Scottie Scheffler, no less, going into tomorrow. So let's see how Scottie does before we actually make a conclusion on how good Rory McIlroy's 3 under is.
Alright, the Lions gets underway really this weekend. So tell us about kind of the team selection and what we might expect.
Yeah, so there's 8 Irishmen in the starting team with another 3 on the bench. So it's the most ever, really, for an Irish representation in the tour. And I don't know, my own feeling towards this has kind of changed since the team was announced yesterday. Now I'm starting to feel a little sense of that sporting pressure and starting to feel like a little bit of a fan here, because I guess there are 11 people involved who I would support in the Six Nations. And I just get the sense that Ireland will get absolutely scapegoated and will get lambasted, and Farrell's decision will get lambasted to start so many Irishmen if they don't win this game on Saturday. So I'm kind of in this space now, Kieran, where I really hope they do. Of course, there are a couple more Irish who've been unlucky enough not to make it, like Mac Hansen and Gary Ringrose. And once Ringrose was injured with his concussion issue before tomorrow, he was always going to go with the Scottish midfield partnership of Hugh Jones and Sione Tuipulotu, and then it's Finn Russell at out half. So maybe we can blame the 3 of them if the Wallabies get the upset tomorrow.
And I mean, are any of those 8 considered lucky to have been selected?
No. No, it's a good point that they all are there on merit. And I guess this is probably the strongest collection of Irish players that we've ever seen. If we use that window to go back, you know, 5 years, let's say, from, or even 2 years ago, from the Grand Slam in 2023 onwards, Sexton aside, who's retired, like, it is the best team that we've ever had. And that you run that concurrent to the idea that it's the worst Welsh team that we've ever seen, and they don't have anybody involved in the squad for the first time ever as well. So that is those things kind of come together, and then you realise that there are more opportunities for Irish players. There are more opportunities because it's basically a 3-country team, and you go through the entire 23 and they all deserve to be there. Like, even Andrew Porter is not starting, he's on the bench, and you can make a case that he's a better loose head than Ellis Genge. But Dan Sheehan was always going to start, Tadhg Furlong was always going to start, Joe McCarthy and Jack Conan, despite having moments during the Six Nations where Joe McCarthy had a bad day against France and Jack Conan just, you know, was not starting for Ireland. They were both absolute shoe-ins. Tadhg Byrne maybe was the one that we thought might not start, but really you see Tadhg Byrne in at 6 and that just makes sense. He's one of the great players, and yeah, it's very hard to make a case against any of the Irish.
Yeah, there's some plenty to look forward to this weekend. Off the Ball is live from Thurles tonight at 7 o'clock on Thanks a Million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.